Talk about this family weekend. You get involved with this? Is it sort of nice to have the families of these kids come in?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a little bit more work for me for this weekend, but honestly, I love it. I think it's something something I wish I had through my years when I was playing minor professional hockey, and the extra work and everything that goes into it. When you see the appreciation from the families and the players, it goes a really long way.
I guess their parents come to the games, or is it the parents that come in, right?
Yeah, well, it's parents, or like if your parents aren't available, brothers, sisters, some family member, whatever, that way, however it works. And they would get their own travel into town, and the McGinn take care of hotels through the weekend, obviously game tickets and everything, and then there's a little bit of a gift package, some meals included. You know, it just makes it a very affordable weekend for families to come see their sons or brothers or whatever come play some hockey.
Do you sort of have to remind the players, hey, you got to focus on the game once, 7 o'clock comes around?
Yes and no. You know, I really hope that with the point that a lot of money's put into this weekend for the players, and two, that you're playing in front of family, I really hope that it just juices them up a little bit and you see the passion come out, I really think you should appreciate an organization that's willing to, in actuality, get nothing out of pouring a bunch of money for these players to get their families in and make it as easy as possible for them.
All right, let's talk about hockey. We'll talk with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. You're in the middle of a 6-game homestand. You had a big crowd for the Saturday game last week, which you got a point in a shootout. How nice is it, Dan, to be home for this long of a stretch, 3 weeks?
It's really nice. We have the hands-down best fans in the SPHL. Saturday was an incredible crowd. Disappointing 1 point on that game, but, for the most part, little adjustments we could have made, but I really think the guys did everything we could to get a win there. Sometimes you run into that hot goalie, and bounces just weren't going our way.
You know, conversely, once this homestand's over next weekend, you've got a long stretch on the road for, like 4 or 5 weeks, so it's just something you're going to have to buckle down and deal with, huh?
Yeah. We touch home after a few weekends there. The first one's a longer one. I think we're gone for like 12, 13 days. And honestly, I hope everybody's on the same page I am. I'm looking forward to it. I love the road trips. I think it's an opportunity where anything else and everything else going on in your life gets kind of put aside, and it's just about the hockey, the guys, great bonding experience, and a chance to really galvanize that team mentality together.
We'll talk with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Talk about trading one of your goalies, Tanner Creel. Brad Barone came back down, and Jacob Caffrey's been doing a good job. Was it just a case where you had to move one of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, hand was kind of forced there. Creel made the team over Caffrey in camp. And he had every opportunity. He played pretty well for us. And then when we lost Barone, we brought Caps back in, and he's just got a fantastic attitude. Just we'll do whatever the team needs him to do. He'll stay on the ice extra to help out guys if they want to work on something. And then he mostly carried us through that 6-game win streak we had earlier this year. Just straight up stole the job when Barone came back. Barone, we know what he's capable of with his resume from last year, and we got to get our team and him back playing at that level. As far as the backup position, Caffrey just did his job and stole that position.
Last question is, talk about playing Birmingham this weekend, a couple games, Friday and Saturday at home. You guys sort of have a nice little competitive thing going with Birmingham these days.
Yeah, absolutely. They always seem to be spirited games, like pretty good battles, pretty physical. I'm excited. One thing I can say about our team, although being inconsistent a bit this year, we consistently rise to play top teams for whatever reason. We have to find that mentality all the time, but I'm excited. Every time we play Birmingham, Macon, our guys show up and they're working that extra bit harder. So I'm excited to see the team we put on the ice this weekend.
All right. Hey, Dan, I really appreciate you getting back to me. I know you're busy, bud.
Not a problem, G.
All
every
right.
week,
yeah.
11:30,
thanks.
Wednesday.
Bye.
All right, bye.